During winter's coldest months, snow can protect winter wheat like a blanket on a bed, but if it hangs around too long, it can cause problems. Correspondent Anna King explains.
Here in eastern Washington and Oregon, we're at nearly 100 days of snow, and that's the mark when the dreaded snow mold starts winning against the wheat. Snow mold are fungi that come in deadly pink or speckled gray, and they form a spidery web under the snow, eating any green in sight. Tim Murray is with Washington State University. He's been studying snow mold off and on for 40 years.
It takes about 100 days or so before they're able to grow enough to cause damage to the wheat plant. The longer the snow cover stays beyond 100 days, the greater the damage potential is.
Murray says that if the snow melts off pretty quickly now, the snow mold might only be a problem in spots. But if the snow stays for several more weeks, he expects more trouble for farmers. I'm Anna King in Richland.